From our lecturer, Dr. Gordon Dahmers, a warm welcome to the 2012 class of the CGM 3705 on Christian Leadership and Church Management. We seek to orientate ourselves in how to prepare for the portfolio and to understand some of the critical aspects in writing our portfolio. First, assignments 3 and 4 comprise the work that you have to submit for examination purposes. This means that you do not need to sit in for the examination. 2. The portfolio marks contributes 60% to the final mark. 3. If you get between 45% and 49%, you will be given the opportunity to submit a supplementary portfolio, and that will need to be submitted in October-November 2013. 4. Please limit your assignment for Portfolio 3 and 4 to 2,000 words. 5. For the first portfolio assignment, read themes 6 to 8 in the study guide. 6. Go back to theme 7 and write an essay in which you evaluate the faith community that you are well acquainted with by making use of the systems theory and the diagram presented in the chapter. This should be the main focus of the assignment. 7. Make sure that you incorporate important aspects of the systems theory in your explanation and indicate how one aspect of the functioning of the faith community influences the functioning of the other parts of the same community. Also try to refer briefly to aspects of themes 6 and 8 in your essay. 8. For the second portfolio assignment, read themes 9 to 11 in the study guide. 9. Make sure that you have obtained the articles referred to in theme 9 of the guide. 10. Use 2 of these articles in an anchor role and write an essay in which you develop a topic of your own choice by discussing the topic from different perspectives and angles. You may choose one of the themes put in the guide as a question, or you may choose a theme which is dealt with in one of the articles. For example, you may want to write on the formation of leaders or on the tension that exists between culture and Christian leadership, or on a topic such as servant leadership. The choice is yours. Make sure of the other articles to add insight to the discussion of the main theme. Show me that you understand the material and that you have insight into the problems under discussion. By quoting other sources, you will also be able to indicate that you have read more than just the two articles that you have chosen to serve as the basis for the essay. Obviously, you can make use of material that is not published in the study guide. Make sure that you quote your sources in a proper way. Please read the paragraph below which deals with plagiarism in your tutorial letter. Assignments 3 and 4 must be submitted at the same time. We will not be able to grant extension of time for the submission of your assignments. I hope that these suggestions will help to improve the quality of your studies. Call me or our secretary if you experience any difficulty or problem. Friendly greetings.